Primary season is wrapping up around the country, but one more key state remains, and it's turning into an interesting contest. The New Hampshire Senate primary will soon be decided, and the Republican leadership is apparently concerned that retired Army General Don Bolduc, who many believe is a poor candidate against Democratic Senator Maggie Hassan, will win the GOP primary. The leadership supports State Senate President Chuck Morse, who most believe is the type of candidate who could unseat the incumbent senator. Republican Governor Chris Sununu has directly confronted General Bolduc in the media, responding to Bolduc comments saying the Sununu family has business dealings with the Chinese government, and that the governor is a communist sympathizer and a, quote, supporter of terrorism, unquote. Governor Sununu retorted with criticism of Bolduc as a, quote, conspiracy theorist extremist, unquote. Not surprisingly, Democratic-affiliated organizations are coming into the state to counter the Republican institutional advertising that boosts Morse. The Democratic operation is attempting to drive voters to Bolduc by claiming that Morse is not conservative enough to win the nomination. Interestingly, former President Donald Trump has yet to endorse a candidate in this race. Primary turnout is often a statistic worthy of analysis. Since the numbers represent actual people voting and not prognosticator analysis or small sample polling data, the primary turnout often acts as a precursor as to what may happen in the succeeding general election. The numbers from 35 states, when comparing the trends in 2022 with the most recent midterm election, which is 2018, tell an interesting story. Since the turnouts are drastically different in midterm and presidential elections, it is important to compare midterm with midterm and presidential with presidential. Doing so now, we see some eye-opening trends. In these 35 states, all of which held statewide elections in both 2018 and 2022, the current Republican turnout number is up 38.9% compared to their participation performance of 4 years ago, while Democrats are down 22.3%. These numbers suggest that, at least in the early going of the 2022 election cycle, Republicans have the enthusiasm advantage. In a midterm election, the party having more enthusiasm about voting is generally the one that performs better. Another test of polling versus actual voting comes from the state of Washington. Democratic Senator Patty Murray easily placed first in her August jungle primary with 54% of the vote within a field of 18 candidates, topping her general election opponent by 22 percentage points. New polls, however, find Senator Murray leading veterans advocate and former nurse Tiffany Smiley by just a 49-46 margin, according to the Trafalgar Group survey, while McLaughlin and Associates pegs the contest at a similar 49-43%. Democratic pollster Public Policy Polling then quickly countered these numbers with their own survey that posted the senator to a 48-39% advantage. Still, even on the Democratic poll, Senator Murray hovers below the 50% mark. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.